Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yeah, you may. Yes. I received my bill from Sears MasterCard, and on November 4th and November 8th are two purchases from CoolTech Electronics for a total of $73.06, and I don't recall making those purchases because they don't know what they are. Can you help me out? I'll give you my name or anything you might need to identify the account, but it's obviously been used by somebody, if not myself, to make these purchases from CoolTech Electronics.
Okay, I'd be happy to see why were you charged. I need your zip code and your first and last name.
Well, my first name is Edward. The last name, I'll spell it for you. It's L-U-T-E-R-A-N, pronounced Lutheran. And my address, zip code is 33880. What else do you need?
That's it for right now. I can still just pull up an account that way. So one moment.
Okay.
Okay, one moment. Okay, is it a possibility it can be registered under somebody else's first name?
Barbara?
Okay, yeah. So the account is pulling up under Barbara Lutheran.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to verify the full shipping address.
Yeah, the shipping address would be 93 Sago Palm Way. S-A-G-O, Palm, like in Palm Tree, Way. And again, it's Winter Haven, Florida, 33880. That's
okay.
My wife.
Well, the account is pulling up. Just trying to see. It's still loading for me. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yes, sir. The account shows here we're on November the 4th, she paid $5.74 for a chance to win our KitchenAid mixer. It's a giant mixing set. And it did state via the terms that it does come with like a monthly membership where she's charged $67.32 monthly. But in return, she'll receive a $125 voucher and her chances of winning does increase for that next month.
No, that's not my wife. I don't know who did that, but we don't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was
this
on November the 4th.
Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Barb, you got a second to come here? This two purchases are credited to your account.
When my wife gets here, I want you to explain to her how we do it, because
okay.
We wouldn't do that. Nothing for that much money a month. $67 and something a month? God, that's a lot of money to just be dinking around with. Here, my wife's name is Barbara. Explain to her. Here are the two accounts, Barb.
Okay.
Put that on speaker.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. So I was telling your husband that how everything did come about. On November the 4th, you paid $5.74 with the MasterCard ending in 1652 for opportunity to get our KitchenAid mixer. A giant red or blue kitchen mixing bowl, mixing set, the manual one or the automatic one.
right there. And then they charge you a monthly fee of $67.50 to $32.
Why would I didn't get anything?
Yes, ma'am. Nothing. Now with the entry, it did state via the terms that it comes with a monthly membership of $67.32 monthly, but in return you receive a $125 voucher, and also your chances of getting the KitchenAid does increase each month.
No, I received absolutely nothing.
Nothing
ever came.
Because the winners are announced at the end of the month, and if you are one of those elected winners, that you'll get an email notification that you have won, and also the tracking number.
No,
we don't even want that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ma'am, if you would, here, let me have it. Ma'am, if you would, I don't know how this got on there, and I don't know who. I mean, we just don't do things like this. If we're going to buy something, we buy it. We don't go through these kind of programs in order to risk. I mean, $67.32 a month is a lot of money added up over 12 months. I don't know how this got on here. Somebody obviously used our card, and because we have no, my wife doesn't even know what this is, and I have no idea what it is, but I wanted to call because I saw this earlier this evening, and I've been trying to talk to your people. Twice they returned calls to me, and one time it didn't come through. The second time it came through, and the girl immediately, the line broke down, so you're the first person we've had a chance to talk to. But whatever that is, for $73.06, it isn't, we did not make that purchase. Yeah, we did not make that purchase at all.
But did she make the original? Did she make the original purchase of the $5.74?
No.
You can hear her. No, she did. We wouldn't do that.
Well, may she verify her email address?
Her email address is, well, it's my name, E. Luteran, ELUTERAN, @ TampaBay.RR.com. And we never saw anything from Cool Tech Electronics on our email either.
No.
Okay, well, that is the email address that we do have associated with the account, and you did verify the shipping address that we do have associated with the account. And again, it was for $5.74 with the MasterCard that ends in 1652 for a chance to get our giant KitchenAid. So if you're saying that your wife or nobody possibly made the original entry, and again, everything does match.
That's I don't know how they did it, but
it's an error somewhere because we didn't do it. I didn't do it.
We don't buy things that way.
I mean, that's obviously somebody scammed our account.
Well, I can get you over to our fraud department, and they can do a thorough fraud investigation with you. And what they can do is they can track the IP address and track in which pinpoint the exact location in which the original charge that took place on November the 4th was made, and also the exact like device, tablet, whatever the source it is, they can pinpoint it for you. So I can get the account canceled, and I can connect you over to fraud.
All right.
Why can't it just be canceled? It's an error or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. All that information, where would somebody come up? I mean,
And how do any of them get that information?
I know. But we obviously didn't purchase any of that. And especially for a monthly fee of $67.32.
Why would there
be? It's $840 roughly
a
year.
No way.
We wouldn't buy that in a million years.
Just cancel it out.
I can just cancel it on my end, but the thing is, if you're claiming that you never did the $5.74 charge, I have to get you over to our fraud department.
Yeah, well, do whatever you have to do. I'll be happy to talk to them because we didn't make this purchase, and we have never received anything from you people, even an email. Because we were immediately say, who is Cool Tech Electronics?
Never heard of it before.
I saw that bill tonight, and I thought, what is this? And I asked my wife because she uses some electronic things for sleep apnea, and I thought maybe this had something to do with that, but obviously it does not.
No.
And we wouldn't purchase things like this ever.
Absolutely not.
But if you can cancel the $67.32 a month, we want nothing to do with that. That's $800 a year, roughly. Who wouldn't spend money like that? We are older people. We live on a tight income. As we grow older, the income gets tighter. And
okay.
We're getting old.
So I have gotten the account canceled out, and also I do have the confirmation number here that I did cancel the account out. Just let me know whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie, 2, 6, 3,
one. Wait. Hang on. Wait. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Start again.
C as in Charlie.
Right.
2, 6, 3, 1, 6, 1. 920.
Okay, let me read that back to you.
Yes,
this
sir.
This is the cancel confirmation number C 2631619 20.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so I have canceled the account. Now I'm connecting you over to our fraud department.
All right. Well, I'll just talk to them and see if they'll just drop the 574. It's not that that'll break us, but. In as much as we didn't purchase any of this, and I don't know how this happens, but people do steal things. Somebody could have had, I don't know how we'd even get all that information back from us.
Okay, thanks for calling customer support. I'm connecting you over.
Thank you for your help.